Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that on the last day of Shaban, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, an auspicious and blessed month has approached to you. In this month, there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Allah Azza wa Jal has made it fard to fast in this sacred month. To offer Taraweeh Salah in its night is Sunnah. If we do a good deed in this month, it will be equivalent to carrying out a fard act in any other month. And if you perform a fard act in this month, it will be equivalent to carrying out 70 fard acts in any other month. This is the month of patience whose reward is heaven. This is the month of sympathy, and the believer's sustenance is increased in this month. In this month, the one who serves a fasting person with something to do, iftar, it will be forgiven for his sins and his neck will be freed from the fire of hell. And he will be rewarded the same as the one who fasted without any reduction in the reward of the fasting person. The companion asked humbly, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not all of us possess enough money to present a meal to the fasting person for iftar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Azza wa Jal will give this reward to the one who offers a sip of milk, a date, or a sip of water to the fasting person. And the one who serves the fasting person with a meal so that this stomach is full will be given water from my pound Kausar, such that he will be never feel thirsty and will enter heaven. The first 10 days of this month are mercy. The middle 10 days are forgiveness. And the last 10 days are freedom from the fire of hell. One who treats his slave leniently in this month by not burdening him with the heavy duties will be forgiven and freed from the fire of hell. In this month, there are four things which you should do in abundance. Two of them will earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal for you, and you cannot do without the other two. The two which will earn you the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal are, number one, to testify that there is none worthy of worship other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, to ask forgiveness. The two which you cannot do without are, number one, to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for heaven. Number two, to seek refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal from hell. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this hadith describes the mercy, blessing and glory of Ramadan in great details. In this month, we must make special efforts to please Allah Azza wa Jal by reciting the blessed kalma as many as possible and by repeating in abundance. We must not neglect asking Allah Azza wa Jal for entrance into heaven and protection from hell. There are two things we must presently ask for. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.